in the 8th Psalm, 4th verse, says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" And in Hebrews 2:6, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" Good morning, Facebook. Glad to be back home for a few days of respite. And we hope that you're having a good day as well. You know, there are many that come against the truth of God's word. There are many that want to think they have a part and parcel in their salvation, and they don't want to give God all the glory. They want to say that God is sovereign, but they don't proclaim him as Lord. You know, have you ever been out taking a walk and you look down on the ground and you see a little tiny ant that's just about a foot ahead of where you're walking? Does the thought ever go through your mind, should I step on him or walk over him? That's the way I see God must see man, as a little ant. And he makes a decision whether he's going to step on us or walk over us. We think that we're really something special. And if we are God's elect, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But it's only by the mercy and grace of God that he showed us mercy. Another place in Scripture says that we are less than grasshoppers to God. And so it is very remarkable. It's very remarkable. It's very amazing to me how God, in his infinite wisdom, could show us mercy. Is it not? Think about it. Here, the creator of the universe, who created all things by the breath of his mouth, called the worlds into existence. And yet, he showed us mercy and kindness and grace and forgiveness. And he laid his very life down for us. Should cause us to ponder how merciful and gracious he really is. That's why the psalmist penned that, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. Well, in Colossians 1:1, it says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." Have you ever pondered the greatness and magnificence of God? Many have not seen God in his true glory and majesty. You know, many have not. And I think we need to take another look at the majestic power of the omnipotent sovereign God. And, you know, I want to look at Isaiah 40th chapter, 22nd verse. Isaiah 40:22. It is he, speaking of God, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. It is he that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Well, in Amos 7:1 it says, "And the Lord showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning, and shooting up the latter growth, and to it was the latter growth after the king's mowings." Remember when the Israelites were going through the land, and they came to the sons of Anak in Numbers 13:33, and these were giants. And it says, "And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Well, if the children of Israel were grasshoppers to the sons of Anak, just think how God would see us. Let's just think about that. How God would see us. If men would see us as grasshoppers, how would God see us in comparison to his might, his majesty, and his great glory? Many have discounted the glory of God, the majesty of God. And the fact that God is ready to pardon and gracious and merciful, the fact that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, his elect, not willing that any of his elect should perish, but that all of his elect should come to repentance. The long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? I just read from Nehemiah 9:17, 2 Peter 3:9, 2 Peter 3:15. We serve a very merciful but majestic God. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. On his mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. To think about the communion and fellowship we'll have with him in the great by and by. Our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, giving us forgiveness and granting us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those of us who have been born again. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer, and let us never forget the majestic glory and power of God Almighty. God bless.